Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. Ben Valin will join us. He covers the NFL for the Boston Globe. He was at the Pats Commanders scrimmage yesterday in Foxborough, so he's coming up at 7:20.
Got a nice breakdown from him.
But it's time now to hit those skins. Hit them.
All right, boys. Big day yesterday. Much anticipated. Joint practice. First one of the preseason for the Washington Commanders and the New England Patriots. We talked about this yesterday. Back in the day when a lot of these joint practices used to be held, they'd go sometimes 2-3 days. And you'd see all kinds of stuff. But part of the reason why they limit them generally to just one day is because of what happened yesterday. A couple fights break out, animosity builds, and by day three, it's an absolute catastrophe. Yesterday, fight broke out. Mike Vrabel jumps in the middle of it. Kind of gets bloodied there. Of course, guys love to see that, see their head coach diving in there. And, of course, he's not scared of anything. He went in there. He had a good reply when asked about it. He said, yeah, I'm fine. You should see the other guy because he was bleeding from the face. By all accounts, it sounds like if you had to kind of overall rate it, maybe the Patriots got the better of it. I know they scored more touchdowns. There are still some positive things and some interesting anecdotes that I heard about the practice. First of all, when you just get to Jaden, you know, it's funny. You got to really filter out what you read, what you see online. First thing when I get up this morning, I'm reading about it. They're hyping up Drake May, and I'm not saying that Drake May didn't play very well. My understanding is he seemed like he did play pretty well. But they're trying to say, like, you know, he completed like 70% of his passes, 3 touchdowns. And they said, meanwhile, Jaden Daniels, no touchdowns. And then you see in the replies, people are like, what are you talking about? There's footage of touchdowns that he was throwing in practice.
And there's also footage of one Commanders quarterback. I can't remember who it was. And people are like, Jaden Daniels doesn't look great. And it wasn't Jaden Daniels.
Wasn't even Jaden Daniels, right.
So there's a lot of chaos coming out of these scrimmages and practices
sometimes.
You've
got to really filter it out. Of course, they didn't have Terry. They didn't have Noah Brown. They didn't have a few other key players. Of course, Dan Quinn says it's just routine maintenance for guys, like especially in like Noah Brown's situation, who's coming off of a knee injury. Just the kind of things that they do for guys that had injuries. You know, in the spring or whatever, and they're just going to try to slowly bring them back or, you know, be careful with them. But it was noticeable that there weren't a lot of deep threats for Jaden. Apparently, a lot of his balls were going to Zach Ertz, the likely guys, right? Austin Eckler.
Debo.
Debo running a lot of underneath stuff, doing Debo-like things. I know that Bill Krosky-Merritt had at least one run that was getting some hype, but again, they're not tackling, so it's like really, really hard to gauge. They say Josh Connelly got some good reps. He also had some reps where, you know, he were less than stellar, but they weren't like catastrophic. One guy said, you know, that's what you want to see. You see some good reps, and you see some other reps where he needs to work on some things. But, you know, he was never just like smoked. Where, remember, a few years ago, I heard John Keim talking about this. I think it was with their joint practice with the New England Patriots back in 2014 when Brandon Scherff just got smoked by J.J. Watt. A couple days later, they switched positions. All of a sudden, now he's a guard. We didn't have that situation with Connerly. Tunsil apparently looked really good. Allegretti had some moments maybe where he struggled a little bit. That's on the offensive side. Defensively, I know that people are high on this defense, but maybe a little more difficult day going against new guys. Who everybody says Mike Sannestrohl's had an unbelievable camp. Maybe he struggled a little bit early on. He did finish with a pick later on. I think it might have been a tipped pass.
Yeah,
but he picked to maybe kind of end the practice or whatever.
Yeah, I can't remember who tipped it. Might have been Wagner.
I think it was Bobby Wagner.
I think it was Wagner.
Let me see what else I heard.
I was in the end zone.
Trey Amos just, again, looks the part. Lattimore claiming that he's got his burst back. It's just a matter of, you know, getting reps. And I know John Keim talked about the fact that, you know, Lattimore's keenly aware that, you know, he's missed actually quite a few games. So beyond being injured, you just miss the feel of every down reps when you've missed as many games as he's missed over like the last three seasons.
He got beat by Booty for a touchdown in the
yes. Right.
Yeah.
Saw but that corners video. Are going to get beat.
It happens.
Just don't want it to be sort of a routine thing.
Right.
Apparently, Von Miller looks like, again, that he's not missing a beat, even though he's up there in years. He could still get around the edge. Frankie Louvu is going to be kind of their featured pass rusher, apparently, Cakes. I still haven't heard a lot about Kinlaw, to be honest with you. I haven't heard a lot.
I know. It's crazy.
So we'll just have to
I keep looking for it.
See on that.
Every single day, I'm looking for a Kinlaw recap, and I just don't see
it. I think if he can help elevate that team to be like a top, I don't know, top 15 rushing
defense?
I'm
hoping for top 15.
That would be awesome, because they couldn't stop anybody on the ground last year.
Yeah, I think
he's
they're going to be
part of it.
Dramatically better. Nicky Javala actually talked about the fact that Terry wasn't there, and you know, might have helped his leverage a little bit without doing anything, just by staying at home, because they just don't have that deep threat. Everybody knows that they need Terry or someone like Terry to really get this offense going. So do you think that helps his stance? Did he earn a few dollars yesterday?
I don't think it hurts him. The fact that the only thing they could really connect on was the short stuff kind of over the middle.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If they don't have a vertical threat, that's definitely going to hamper Jaden Daniels in year two.
Right.
Which is absolutely what you don't want.
Was there any recap of the running game?
Well, again, it's hard because they're
not
tackling.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's just you just don't know. And that's why I think you could expect to see a guy like Bill, Ja'Cory Krosky, Merritt, out there actually in the preseason game on Friday. And that's when you get a better gauge. Specifically, probably of all the positions, maybe like your D tackles and your running backs, that's where you're going to see kind of where you are is in the preseason game. Because in these practices, when you're just kind of touching each other and bumping each other, it's really hard to tell. Mm. They did highlight one run where he seemed to get off pretty quickly. But again, he's a guy definitely to look forward to. A lot of these guys aren't going to play. It's already been said that Jaden is not playing Friday night.
Get ready to see a lot of Sam Hartman and Josh Johnson.
Right. And I think I think DQ might have even said Mariota may not even play this preseason.
I was going to say, I thought he was banged up a little bit.
Maybe, and they just know what he can do. Like, his spot is not...
It's so secure.
His spot is so secure. Secure as any starter.
They give him a one-year deal for like $8.5 or $9 million. I would think your spot's pretty secure as the backup.
Right.
You're not even battling. You're the number two. It's Hartman and Josh Johnson battling for that number three spot.
Right. Let me see if there's anything else. Oh, it was interesting. Jason Tatum was actually a visitor there at practice. I know some of us were watching on YouTube yesterday. The Patriots had some coverage. And you can see Jason Tatum out there kind of, he's in his shorts and a t-shirt. No walking boot. Remember, he's coming off a torn Achilles.
Made Jaden look short.
He's standing there talking to Jaden. Stephon Diggs did practice some. He showed up a little late. Took the field about 45 minutes after practice. Was doing some conditioning with a trainer during some 11-on-11 drills. But according to Kime, he did get some reps in against Trey Amos. And I believe he indicated that Amos held up fine against him. Again, very high expectations for Trey Amos.
Diggs is not an easy cover. I know he's getting up there in years, is coming off some big injuries, but he's still...
He knows how to run routes.
We've seen some of the highlights of him from camp. He looks pretty shifty.
Right.
He looks like he's kind of back to prime Diggs.
He knows how to run routes, man.
Oh, absolutely.
And he's got good hands.
Yeah,
yeah, he's going to be big for them if he stays there.
Again, I heard pretty positive reviews on Jaden, which I think we all expect. He's going to have moments, though. He's not going to be perfect. He'll make mistakes. But I think Drake May maybe showed some that he's made a big leap from year one to year two. Mm-hmm. Again, just a practice. You can't get too carried away. Some have pointed out that I think, did we have a joint practice last year against the Jets that maybe didn't go so great for Washington? And look at the kind of season that Washington finished up with after they got going, after they kind of figured it out. But just for those keeping track, Drake May went 15 for 19 with one interception during 11-on-11s.
Mikey got that pick, correct?
Mikey's the one.
Sanders,
I think, got
that. It was the deflection in the end zone, yes.
So that's about what I could gather from it.
So they're off today, and then, of course, tomorrow you've got preseason game number one.
As a follow-up on Mariota missing time, this is from J.P. Finley's Twitter. Concern level is low, says it could be 7 to 10 days for the vet backup QB.
Yeah, he's right.
So he'll be shelved for a bit.
What is it? Is it a hammy or a
I don't
calf
see,
or something?
I don't see the injury listed here.
Okay.
Again, we talked about this yesterday. Diana Rossini has kind of put it out there that Terry, who turns 30 next month, has their people have tried to insinuate that yes, they're using DK Metcalf as kind of a standard for them, but it may not just be like the AAV, that there are other things, other parts of their contract that they feel would be fair with Terry. And if you wanted to look at a breakdown, Metcalf's contract, as we talked about yesterday, 5 years, $150 million, added to his current deal that ran through 2025, $60 million fully guaranteed, a cash payout this year of $35 million, right? So he's going to get a one-time deposit.
Man, that deposit
of
must feel so good.
$35 million.
That deposit is the financial equivalent of the smelling salts that we just took.
Right.
I would imagine.
Right.
I can't really relate.
Right. So hopefully this situation gets resolved soon. Of course, the season opener cakes September 7th, Northwest Stadium against who? Oh,
the Giants.
The New York Giants.
It's exactly 1 month from today.
One month.
1 month.
Yep.
Got 1 month.
Nobody got injured yesterday, correct?
I don't think so. I don't think
serious.
We had any non-contact injuries or anything like that, which is what the kind of thing you'd be worried about on a day when there's no tackling. But there you go. That's kind of the update. Are they practicing themselves today? Or is
today's
it just
a day off.
So another
scheduled day off. Then they have the preseason game. Number one, Friday night.
I don't even know if they
Foxborough.
Do a walkthrough. Maybe they
I think it's a day off, but I mean, I can double check on
it's
that.
It's kind of like 2 days off, right? Because it was travel day the day
yep.
before.
Yeah, Tuesday was off.
Got to keep the guys well rested in camp.
Right.
All right, when we come back, we'll be joined by Ben Vallin. He covers the NFL for the Boston Globe. He was at the practice yesterday in the scrimmage at Foxborough. We will pick his brain about what he saw next here on The Fan.